Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hello, my friends. I'm Brendan Burchard, host of The Brendan Show and founder of GrowthDay.com, and I'm honored to be your high-performance coach today. I believe that every day we can be inspired, we can live with intention and purpose, we can bring the joy and honor the struggles of each day to push ourselves to grow, to serve, to be a role model, to lead extraordinary lives. I believe that every day is a great day to grow. That's why I started my company, GrowthDay.com. It's an online personal growth platform where you can get me and the world's best personal development teachers live, coaching you every week, sharing our wisdom, keeping you motivated and accountable, encouraging you to find the aliveness and the connection and meaning of life that we're all after. If you're not a member yet, please go sign up at GrowthDay.com and join our huge worldwide community of achievers. For less than a dollar a day, you get the world's best teachers live every week. And look, you've probably known for a long time that you needed some expert guidance, an inspired community, and life-changing tools. So please Your breakthrough awaits you at growthday.com. Now, let's get to today's episode, my friends. Please listen closely. Maybe you take some notes so you remember these insights of personal growth. And share this episode with three of your friends, because we all have to share more positive messages in the world today. So share this with three friends just like you who are committed to their personal growth. And also be sure to tag me or DM me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard. Join our million plus community there on Instagram so I can say hi. Thanks again for listening. Now let's begin.
How can you reach a higher level of excellence in all you do? Excellence in your relationships, excellence in your career, excellence in your personal life. It's a tough one, right? Because we all want to play our A game. We all want to be our best, but sometimes we get tired, we lose clarity, we burn out. Other people around us don't understand us. Other people around us aren't playing at the same level of excellence, and it can be frustrating. I get it. So the first value of excellence is this. You have to play the long game. You have to play the long game. Now, I know it's like, yeah, I know that. But listen, if you don't have the momentum you want in your life right now, you haven't been playing the long game. If you've been too stressed or too burned out, or you've overcommitted yourself, you're not playing the long game. If your health sucks, not playing the long game. If you're wrecking relationships, not playing the long game. If you don't have a vibrant, amazing community of peers around you, supporting your dream, cheering you on, not playing the long game. Because playing the long game does not just take what shows up, it architects the future. Oh, write it down. Playing the long game doesn't take what just shows up, it's architecting the future. And I think a lot of people live mediocre versus excellent lives because they weren't playing the long game. They weren't thinking like, okay, 3 years out, how do I scale? 3 years out, how do I stand out? 3 years out, how do I have success unparalleled in this industry? Because you know, and I both know, many of you are here because you're in transition and something new is coming along and you're trying something new. You got a new hobby, a new way to make money, a new way to serve. And sometimes in that transition, you go into survival mode. Survival mode is not the same as the excellence mentality, is it? Right? Survival mode is, let me take what's here, let me do the bare minimum to survive versus think strategically and play the long game. Now, I said a few things that I think are really important. Like, let's take that big old thing called burnout. Most people, when they've become burned out, it didn't happen immediately. It happened bit by bit by bit. I talked with my coaches this morning about that. It's like when someone's in burnout, don't think it was one big project that tipped them over the edge. It was little decisions, bit by bit by bit by bit by bit, where they gave away their time. They gave away their freedom. They overcommitted. They didn't say yes. They didn't say no. They didn't sort of like lay out the turf. They didn't set their boundaries. And over a period of time, they burned out. The problem, which I think you all know, is that if you're a high performer, you can survive on burnout for a long time. A lot of burnouts, you know, they're operating at a high level of efficiency. I mean, they're burned out, but they can go 6-7 months at that. And they don't take the time to step back and recharge throughout the day. Not once in a while on a vacation, throughout the day. They're not using transitions. They're not using those moments to like, reset. Recharge, go at it again. And they don't do that because they believe they're invincible. They can't see all these decisions adding up to exhaustion, adding up to burnout, adding up to running out. And I know that. Like, always looking out a few months is part of excellence, isn't it? Otherwise, you can deliver excellence once and then you crash and burn. And many of you know this. Your success has been up and down. And really, if you look at the peaks and the peaks and the valleys weren't successes. The peaks and the valleys were crashes. And that's how you know a person of excellence. Did they have this rhythm, this scale, this, even if there were some like lower points, were those rhythms of excellence Or was it, boom, launch that thing, crash. Boom, do that thing, great, crash. And it was just up, down, and it was just crash, 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 crash. A lot of people, I can look over the last 10 years, I'm like, your last 10 years wasn't defined by momentum or excellence. Your last 10 years was defined by, like, survival. It was defined by, like, luck. It was defined by crashes and burns, and oh my God, you must be so tired. And you're like, yes, Brendan, I am. And that's why this is an important conversation today. If you know you're a person of excellence, and if it's true, I would not see a rhythm of crashing and burning. I would not see a rhythm of burns and busts, burning out, failures, and exhaustion. And it's really hard, because I know, trust me, I like there's so many nights, I'm like, oh my God, if I just stay awake for 4 more hours, I can get these projects done. And you know what? And then I'm a complete idiot 72 hours later. I know it will catch up with me. Those who play the long game don't compromise in the short game because they know it catches up later. And that catch up is a devil. It is a bear. It is a beast. It knocks you down. And what happens is I'll compromise 3 hours here. But then because that compromise 3 hours here, you're knocked off your feet 3 days over here. So if you'd taken the 3 hours to recharge, you wouldn't be worthless for 3 days in the middle of the week. So I know that some of this is common sense, but it's my job to show up and make you do the self-analysis and challenge you every single month. Man, how's your stress been? Have you been steady in delivering excellence, or have you been steady in barely making it? Two different things. And so I value you being here because, listen, it's true for me too. When I got sick, I literally stepped back and thought, okay, have I been failing to do what I know I need to do in my high-performance habits? Have I been failing to recharge during those transitions? Have I been failing to protect my plate? Have I been failing to say yes or no at the right things? Have I been failing to look the long way? For me, I really feel like I failed to play the long game a little bit, only in the sense of I went a little too long in playing the long game. Like, it's easy to burn out when it's solo and it's you. But listen to this. If it's solo and you, it's more important that you don't burn out. Isn't it true? We think, well, it's just me. It's all on my shoulders. I have all the responsibilities in the world. So I better just hustle and I better grind and I better be 24/7. No, that's when you got to protect yourself even more. That's when you got to play the long game even more so that you can sustain. That's the mistake we often make. Well, it's just me. I better double down. I better SWAT team this. I better not sleep. That's the times. No. Don't do that. Really play the long game. But I mentioned I made a mistake. And my mistake was, I think it was about almost 4 years ago now. I decided I was going to release a certain product. And I said, okay. I started playing the long game. I said, okay, which quarter will I release this on? And I literally knew it was probably going to take about 2.5 years to release it. And so I knew I was playing the long game, but I made a mistake. Listen to this. If you are playing the long game and you want to deliver with excellence, you must have your monthly and your quarterly goals still attached to that long game thing. I'm so good at monthly and quarterly goals for the year. But your long game will be compromised if you don't have the monthly and quarterly goals figured out for the long game. I knew it was about 2.5 years. So what I did is, yeah, I had it set up. Every month I'd kind of look at it. I'm like, oh yeah, that's coming. Isn't it easy to say, I'll do that later? So you don't prepare, you don't finish, you don't tie up the loose ends. And then when the thing's supposed to come out, you got to crash and burn that 30, 60 or 90 days before. I will share, you know, my most, you know, vulnerable and true stuff with you guys. I have this thing with my wife. My wife said, I'm never allowed to say, in 90 days, honey. She's like, never say that phrase to me ever again. Because I'm like, oh, honey, in 90 days, it'll be great. I'll be home more. It'll calm down. She's like, you said that for like 10 years, jerky. So I am not allowed to say 90 days around my wife at all. I don't know if any of that's true for any of you. But it is like, Brendan, do not bring up 90 days. Because it's usually that 90 days. If you have to crush it for 90 days, you probably failed to strategically play the long game. Where did you fail to plan out far enough? Where did you fail to play the long game, if you're honest? Like, write it down in your journal. Be honest. I think that is a hugely important thing to be honest about several times throughout the year. I mean, because what happens is it's easy for all of you to get in this crazy momentum where you're like, oh, that was fine. I did the best that I could. And I hate doing this because I love you guys, but you asked me to be your high performance coach, and high performance coaches challenge people. And when someone says, Brent, I'm doing the best that I can, I have to ask, okay, where could you have leveled up in the months previous so that your best of what you can be doing right now could be more sufficient? That's a tough one, right? But that's why I get paid the big dollars to work with people at the high levels in coaching, and why we built the number one coaching program in the world with certified high performance coaching, because we're willing to go there with people. It's like, Brent, I'm doing the best I can. I agree. And I'm not discounting, like, lots of you have so much crap going in your life. Someone got sick, the kids are graduating, you moved to this, you're trying that new thing, and you are juggling so many things, you seriously deserve a virtual hug right now, and I love you. But if you're that person who's always saying, I'm doing the best I can, I'm doing the best I can, then as a coach, I would ultimately have to ask, great, I acknowledge it, and trust me, I believe it's true. So let me ask this, where in the past several months could you have thought more strategically so that you're doing your best right now could be more sufficient and sane? Because sometimes your best right now is not enough. And if you're honest, sometimes you got to go, I'm not doing good enough for my family. I'm not doing good enough for my team. I'm not doing good enough for my family. And I know, being the personal development guy, people hate when I talk like this. They're like, geez, Brendan, you know, where's the dancing bears? Could we have some balloons, please? But I'm also like, high performance is like getting real and calling a fail, calling the struggle, honoring it, acknowledging it, and going, you know what? Man, I want next year to be a better one. And if you want it to be a better one, you got to do the self-analysis. Where did you fail to play the long game? Like, I got a whole sheet. I was journaling about this last night. And by the way, can you do this without beating yourself up? Totally. Like, as I was writing it, I was like, geez, Brendan. And I was just like laughing at myself. You don't have to hate yourself. You don't have to make yourself a failure. But is there failure of strategic thinking sometimes? Yeah, that's just a behavior. It's a mindset. You're not a failure, but sometimes your strategic thinking failed to show up. And I had 6 pages. I didn't get mad at myself. I didn't go to bed depressed. I didn't feel bad about my progress. I just acknowledged that and go, huh, that's something right there I really want to work on. I better really think through that. I better check that out. I really, really better think about that. Number one, value of excellence is playing the long game. You get that right, everything changes.
Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to jump in the middle of this episode here real quick and tell you about something I'm really excited about, and something that answers a question that many of you have for me all the time, which is, Brendan, where do you get this crazy focus and energy in your life? And the truth is, I've developed a supplement line that really helps me do that. And frankly, I needed to. I don't know about you, but sometimes when you're trying to achieve big things, a lot of stress comes along. And as you're trying to achieve bigger things, you need to be on your A game more often. You need to be mentally sharp. You need to be mentally prepared. You need to be mentally energized and productive. And not once in a while, but like every day. You have to be on, and sometimes guzzling more coffee isn't gonna do it. You have to use what we call nootropics, which are, you know, basically supplements that help optimize your brain. And yes, we have a product for exactly that. It's called HPX Optimize, and it is our most popular product. And you can get it. It's back in stock at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com.
HPXoptimize.com. You'll find HPX Optimize for your mental focus and energy there. You'll also find my favorite powdered energy drink that we created. That's 100% organic and vegan. And you'll find my essentials, which is my daily multi that I take that covers my energy, that covers my longevity, that covers my immunity, that covers my brain and body health that I absolutely love. And you will feel the difference. Go to HPXwellness.com right now. HPXwellness.com.
Okay, number two, the second value of delivering and living a life of excellence is to geek out on the details. On the details. This is where perfectionists are now rejoicing. Yay, that's me. I love the details. I love you for that. I want you to go to an unbelievable degree of excellence in the details that matter. Oh, snap. I want you to geek out on the details that matter. I can't tell you how many people claim that they're a perfectionist, but they geek out on things that don't matter. At least a perfectionist would say, these are the things that move the needle. These matter most. Let me perfect these in motion. Other things aren't as important. You've got to geek on the things that really matter. And sometimes they matter to you, and sometimes they matter to the end game, or to the brand, or to the perception, or to your team. But you must know what matters. So if you and I went to lunch right now, and I said, hey, show me, what are the major things that you are geeking out on right now? Just like walk me through those, would you? And if you were struggling to figure that out, I know you're not in the right mindset of excellence. And again, I say this with respect because we're all so busy. But those who are really excellent driven, they know the details that they gotta be paying attention to. Like they're geeking on them 24/7. And it's hard because there's so many things you could geek out about. There's so many things you could pay attention to. Like if you're gonna perfect something that matters. Matters to the end user, whether that's you or the customer or the team or the service. And that's what's really important. You have to know what those are. Let me give you an example of times I've done it really good and times I've done it really bad, because I struggle with this one too, right? Oh my gosh, I love the details. If you don't know something about me, something that I am really proud of is I cover the details. Like I am a stickler for the details. Like before we began this thing, I didn't like one of the leaves over here. I was like, turn that leaf around. If you've seen my stuff, I've designed all my book covers. If you've seen my stuff, I designed the exact, like this type of red versus 40 other types of red. Like I have done like an unbelievable dork level of detail in my career. Sometimes it didn't matter. And sometimes it did. Let me get a great, like famous example of one that didn't matter. I hope you all read Motivation Manifesto. If you have, thank you. Many of you know, I had a multi-million dollar deal where this book was wrapped up, Motivation Manifesto. And when I turned it in, the publisher said it was crap and they hated it and they turned it down, made me pay the money back. And it was a really horrible, horrible time and scary because I'd spent 3 years on this project to the most minute of details, to every word. There's no fat in this book to trim out. It's like almost every sentence could go on a wall as a quote card or as a frame. I worked on it like to make sure it was just so precise, took out all the junk words, just like went so hard at getting this exactly perfect. And the writing, man, you gotta geek out on the details, right? The sentences, like what the rhythm, the writing, all that, really geeked out on that, right? Geeked out on the color of the gold on the front. That's really important. It's what the world sees, right? I geeked out on like how it felt, because people are gonna hold this thing for 6, 10, 15 hours, depending on how fast they read. Geeked out on all of that. Geeked out on the ribbon, because they're gonna use that ribbon, all like that matters. But I also, if you didn't hear the story of this, I studied revolutionist writing and revolutionist rhetoric for like a year before I even started writing the book, so I could get the pentameter of how people talked in times of revolution, because I wanted this to feel like this. So if you ever read this book, that's not how I talk, that's not how I sound. But, and some people love that, some people hate it. The publisher hated it. But I really studied like the founding fathers of the United States, or, you know, leaders in other countries, men and women throughout time, who helped spark revolution, this call for personal freedom. And I went way deep into the rhetoric to really get it. And that all mattered. But I went so deep, it was like, I remember one day I spent, I'm not kidding. Okay, I gotta be honest with you guys. I spent 3 days researching to find out what this font would be, the chapter head title. 3 days to find this font, because this font, remember I was studying revolutionist writers and leaders, okay, and the founding sort of fathers of the United States, as they call them. I don't like that language, but that's what they call them. I went back and researched for 3 days to find out what was the first font that Benjamin Franklin used in his first print shop in Philadelphia. That was a horrible use of 3 days. No one cares. No one cares. I know that. And once in a while, someone say, that's a neat font, Brendan. And I'm like, oh, thank you. And it was 3 days I could have spent doing videos for the book that matter. It was 3 days I could have spent talking with team, delegating, preparing. It was 3 days of editing I could have done, right? The needle movers are the things you need to geek out on. Geek out on the details that matter and challenge yourself with a simple daily question. Write it down. Is what I am focusing on right now, is what I am focusing on right now relevant, needed, and a needle mover? Is it relevant to what I'm doing right now? Is it really important? Is it something that's going to move the needle, or am I just, you know, doing dumb stuff? I mean, I know people, I'm not kidding you, who will spend an hour to get the right filter from 7 different apps on a photo for their Instagram stories. It's there for 24 hours. I'm like, what is wrong with you, girl? You got a world to change. How about instead of an hour on that filter, you knock out 7 amazing videos? Why can't we do that? That's the difference. You got to start busting yourself. You want to go to another level, next level excellence. You got to start doing an audit of your time. Here's how I do it. I'm somebody who's very aware of the clock during my day. Even when I'm taking time off, even when I'm screwing around in my weird Brendan nutty professor kind of way, I am very aware at the top of every hour. It's just something that I have on my phone at the top of hour. Usually I have it bing or go off or something. I like to use at the top of the hour as my time to reset. So many of you know, I like to take 15 minute breaks. That 15 minute break usually comes at the top of the hour. And then I might take 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And then I'll reset, but I'll reset to try to get to the top of the hour. And for me, this top of the hour is a great time to go, okay, what am I doing right now? And believe me, being an influencer like many of you guys are, I gotta be good about that. Because you know what? Some days I'm like 17 layers deep in blue links looking up stupid stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, this has nothing to do with what has to be accomplished this week. So, practice your high performance habits. Make sure you read that chapter on productivity and go back to PQO, prolific quality output. This high performance experience we're creating takes some self-analysis, right? And I'm being honest with you where I screwed up. That attention to that headline, which 99.9999% of the million plus readers of this book have no idea about and do not care, that was a mistake. Okay, some details that really matter, though, are like my sales videos. If you've ever seen a sales video from me, especially like the longer ones, I think about that. I'll spend a day, 2, sometimes 3 days just thinking through it, talking through it, writing notes through it, practicing, trying, because the details that bring you revenue, those matter than the details that don't bring you revenue. Can I get an amen from some business owners out there? Right? The details that bring you the revenue, those are the needle movers. You got to pay attention to that. We like to pay attention to the numbers that make us feel good, and sometimes we miss the numbers that really matter. And so even yesterday, I was sitting down with my team. I'm like, this is all great, but where's this number? Because this is the number that actually tells us if we're really profitable or if we're kind of dogging it. And we didn't have that number yet. because we focus on the first numbers, but not the numbers that move the needle. Look at all the things we could focus on. I need you to focus back on your revenue drivers. Get detailed to that. Also, if you own a business, I want you to get geeky on the details that matter, which is the life cycle of communication to your customers, meaning the customer journey. Like, are you geeking out about the details of the customer journey? Or are you like most online marketers who just sell something and they don't think about the conversation afterwards? And for me personally, I've had ups and downs in that in my career, if I'm honest with you. There's been times when I was so under the water, I just set everything up. I wanted to deliver with excellence, got the thing delivered with excellence, but I didn't nail the communication follow through. And I own that. I had to get better at that. It's like, okay, Brendan, you got to get better at this. Own it, man. Own it. Own the fact of the matter that you got to level up in certain areas. Are you sufficiently focused on the details that are bringing you revenue, that are bringing you connection with the audience, that are bringing the real growth to the business? I have a friend who, in the last, I'd probably say 3 years, really started focusing on social media. This person had an unbelievable process for sales. This person was making regularly year after year, millions and millions and millions of dollars, had a team of maybe 12, 13 men and women who were their salesperson. And this person focused on those 12 or 13 people for years and just got that so dialed in, millions and millions and millions and millions. Then got addicted to social media and started spending all this time creating great content, building fans and followers, and focused on those, all those little details, all those little levers, and did an awesome job at it. And the revenue of those 12 started going down. And I said, man, what's it really about? Is it about the fans and the followers or about the customers? And I'm not trying to create a false dichotomy here, but sometimes in our mind, we need to know the difference of what moves the needle for our life, for your spouse, for the lifestyle you want, my friend. You got to get honest. You got to know if what you've been focused on is the right thing, and you got to geek on the details.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, it's Brendan, and I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group, really Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins, they've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content, in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.